Sixth day of the Archer. Another slow start. Once again, restful sleep eludes me. I cannot fathom why. I chose extra rest in lieu of my homebrewed elixir. That may not have been wise, although I did find adequate time to direct my steed, Noble Explorer, to visit the Green Lady Starbuck en route to the Tower of Engi. Words are not necessary between her and I, as she knows my need for elixir all too well. My mood is brightened greatly by her ability to infuse flavors of cocoa and peppermint into my elixir. Oh, such wondrous concoctions she provides. Sir Wolf is happy. My steed, trustworthy Explorer, is getting tired. You see, he is a magical steed, only needing nourishment once a week or longer. It is a foul-smelling liquid he desires, unfit for a man to consume. He tells me when the need arises. His need is soon. I must remember to satisfy him once my labor requirements are met today. My new apprentice in the tower is quick and eager to learn. This pleases me. The labor lords are invested in her success, as am I. 'Tis a good day in the tower. My friend and dwelling master celebrates his life commencement recurrence on this day. I believe he will wish to indulge in exotic cuisine away from the dwelling on this eve. He is a good man, deserving of indulgence. I shall accompany him, shall he choose. More to come later, perhaps. As fate shall have it, there was to be no exotic meal this night. My friend, the dwelling master, he is fatigued, and wishes a simple meal where he is most comfortable. A fancy dine means little to me. I am happy to oblige what he prefers on this day. We were visited this eve by a friend, Madame Debbie of Shriner. Tea was served, gifts were given. The dwelling master is pleased on his life commencement recurrence, and thus begins for him a new journey around the sun.